Chapter 40. Bryony and Togus lay flat on their backs at the stern end of the raft, a jug of cowslip cordial and a deep dish pear and red currant tart between them. The mousemaid dipped her paw overboard, allowing cool river water to caress us.
Hey-ho, Togget, this is the life for us, eh?
Boar, it certainly am, Bryony. I never girtly was one for sailing, but this be's most wonderful, bur I so be.
The hoglet Arundo was hiding behind the hut watching them. The sight of Togget's fat stomach sticking in the air was too much for him. Breaking cover, he dashed up and jumped on it. Togget was too winded to express an opinion on the subject, and Bryony was shaking with laughter along with Arundo. Tutty Polespike was pegging out washing up forward. She had seen what took place and shouted dire warnings.
Rushes and riverbanks, just let me catch either of you jumping on that poor animal's stomach again and I'll chop your tails off. Do you hear me, you two?
Bryony sat up indignantly, pointing at Arundo.
But it wasn't me, it was him.
Arundo pointed back at her, still giggling.
Mousemaid told me to do it!
Duddle emerged from the cabin, stretching after his mid-morning nap.
Now then, me ball beasties,
he said.
What's all the kerfuffle out here? Still minding the tiller for me, Togget?
Remembering the duty he had been allotted, Togget got up and, rubbing his stomach, leaned against the tiller.
Either, ye tiller ain't been gone nowhere since I've been minding it.
Duddle took command of the tiller, saying,
Have to be careful on this stretch. There's a slipstream off to the south coming up shortly. Rapids and waterfall down that way. Dangerous. Extremely perilous. Ain't that right, my little river lily?
Tutty passed the washing basket to Clematis Rosalie.
Rocks and rapids? We do well to stay away from that lot. Keep tight hold of that tiller, Duddle.
Never fear, my darling damselflight,
the fat smiling hedgehog reassured her.
I have it within me vice-like grip. No harm will befall the family. Just a thought, Bryony. But do you think your friend the ferret may have drifted that way? He could very well have strayed into the slipstream, not being used to the currents and flows.
Bryony looked up from a piece of pie.
Do you think so, sir? If he did, how would we find out?
Duddle indicated a spot on the left bank farther along.
That's where the slipstream is. We'll pull over and hove to land when we get past it. I'll ask Ilfril, a mean-tempered creature if ever there was one. Best let me do the talking.